I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with two Orleans farmers about beet varieties, beet recipes, and a little-known property of beet seeds.
Abby Miner and Caleb Lemieux grow three varieties of beets at Crooked Farm in Orleans.
This is Gold Touchstone, and this is Detroit Dark Red. Detroit Dark Red, is that right?
That sounds right.
And then there's Merlin.
Together, they make a pretty bunch. Gold Touchstone has smooth, golden roots and bright yellow flesh. And Detroit Dark Red is a deep maroon inside and out. Merlin has dark green, glossy leaves and neon red, almost fuchsia roots. All three varieties take between 50 and 55 days from seeding to maturity.
They take a long time.
We plant them in seed trays. I mean, a lot of people will just direct sow them, which is good. I've never had great luck with direct sowing, and I figure it's either thin now or thin later, because in each pod there's like three or four actual seeds. So when you get, even if you plant one seed and then the next, you're still going to get like beets.
Beets are chenopods, in the same family as spinach and Swiss chard. No matter how carefully you plant beets, since the seeds are in pods, you're planting three or four seeds at a time, and the beets will come up in bunches. Thinning is especially important for beets because the plants need space in order to develop big, uniform bulbs. And unlike root vegetables like carrots or parsnips, they transplant well.
They sit, they hang out for, you know, takes them a little while to set, but it seems like once they take off, they do their thing. So we'll have beets again next week, you know, while some of the ones are still much littler, another week they'll get a little bit bigger.
Beets are biennial, which means they have a two-year life cycle. The first year, they grow leaves and store energy in their beet roots below ground. And the second year, they use this energy to flower and go to seed before finally dying back. To get the best flavor, you want to harvest them young.
The ones that we overwintered last year went to seed this spring, so.
Like most plants do. I mean, when they're either under stress or it's just time, they put all their efforts into making babies, and the edible part becomes significantly less edible. Where, you know, if you bite into it, you're probably going to chip a tooth.
There is one caveat. If you want to store beets, they'll keep better after a frost, so it's good to wait to harvest them until late fall. But because of pests, Abby and Caleb aren't planning to keep theirs around that long.
We've had a slug army in our garden this year. I watched them at, like, twilight come out and just slither towards things. It's a little creepy.
They love the greens.
So, yeah, that's yeah. A lot of the greens.
And what do you guys like to do with beets?
Beet salad. Love to do a beet salad.
Because you can use the entire plant for it.
Boil the root. For about a half an hour, chop it up really fine, put it in a bag or a bowl with vinegar, olive oil, garlic, any other seasoning that you like, and then just use the greens as your salad. And after you let it marinate for a while, just pour it on there and enjoy it. We also make a beet sauce, too. Yeah, we made a beet sauce that we used, like a pasta sauce, which was basically beets, vinegar, and sugar.
Abby and Caleb made this using an immersion blender, boiled beets, apple cider vinegar, and sugar, and were able to can it for winter meals. In addition to pasta, they also served it as an unconventional pizza sauce, and they said it was great in stir fries, too. Beets are just coming into season, and they'll be at local farmers markets through the fall. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a link to a recipe for what we're calling pizza sauce on our website at capeandislands.org. Also online is a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.